Hello, 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 everyone. Dana Williamson here with Bad, Blessed Anointed Destined LLC, the original Bad Queen of the Round Table. So excited to be with you on today. We are starting a new season of Visions and Dreams, and I am definitely going to dive into this without even holding us back. I'm going to do a reflection of right before the new year, 2021, right before the 2022 new year in 2021. So, and I'm not going to do any housekeeping because I want to get this out before I, you know, talk myself out of it. So you all know, and I spoke about this a few times last year when I talked about finding a headstone in my garage. Y'all know that I live in the hood. I sometimes call it Hood Chronicles or whatnot. But to find this headstone in my garage, two or three days after Christmas, I was like, yeah, what was it about, you know? And I got my understanding from it, what it was about, you know, new beginnings, new openings, whatever, you know, new things coming. And so I was open to that, and I was in the middle of that, and I was, you know, really awaiting that. So nonetheless, once I got towards the end of the year for 2022, I was thinking, what in the world, you know, what's going to happen this time? What is God going to show me this time in 2022 to prepare me for the new year? And here's my thing. Nothing happened. Like I said it in my head, right? I said, yeah. Hey. Okay, Lord, you know, what are you going to show me in 2022 to prepare me for 2021? And so nothing physically happened in my house. You know, I didn't find another headstone or anything like that. But I will say, leading up to New Year's Eve, I did have a couple of dreams that gave me some kind of enlightenment. So when I say nothing happened, I mean nothing physically happened. Nothing showed up in the house like the headstone showed up. But what did happen was, again, I had these dreams that gave me, like, drop names. And that's different for me too. Like, a lot of my visions and dreams are name dropping. And in this name dropping, the clarity is like, okay, the understanding I get, you know? So I'm thankful to God for that. And so I've done my research. These are something I can't share with you right now, but I'm saying this because I'm leading up to something that just happened just the other day. We're 6 days into the new year. So this happened on the 5th. And I have this huge armoire in my office. It's a solid wood, heavy, beautiful armoire, etched in gold. It's brown wood. I won't say cherry wood. I won't say mahogany wood, but it's a deep brown wood with gold etching on the doors and on the sides. And very heavy. It took four people to bring into my house. And it took four people to move it into the corner that it's in right now. So it will never move from the corner that it's in. Nonetheless, the doors are always closed. I push them closed because I don't want them hanging open. I don't want my grandchildren to get into the electronics that are in this armoire. And it doesn't have a glass front. It's all wood. Even the doors are all wood. So you can't see what's in there, which is fine. But it does have mirrors on the door. When I first got the armoire in the office, my desk faced the armoire. And I used to be able to see different things. You know, my eyes would play tricks on me. This is what I would tell myself, that my eyes are playing tricks on me with different things, seeing different things through this mirror in my living room, because that's, you know, where the reflection you could be seeing was the part of the living room that led to the bathroom and then to the kitchen. And after the third time of saying my eyes are playing tricks on me, I finally said, you know what, Lord, this is not my eyes playing tricks on me. What is this? What is this? What is this? What do I need to, dear God, what is this? And immediately what was dropped in my spirit was I was seeing through to the other side. And that was funny because that's one of the chapters that's in my book and also in my teaching, The Prophetic Patterns, that seeing through to the other side is a thing. And I knew that it wasn't. And I knew that it is a thing. It's a situation. It's a spiritual occurrence. It's a prophetic occurrence. I knew that. For me, I always want to stay on my level. I don't like it when God levels me up, when he rises me up to a different level. But there we have it. And so once I realized what that was, I kept it to myself and I moved on, right? Later in that year, or actually it was the next year, because this has been here since November of 2018. So probably 2019, maybe about a few months, I got a call from a lady, a friend of mine, and she says, and she's in New Jersey, so she's never been to my house. She says, you know, you're being watched through a portal. And, you know, she's also a prophet. And she says, she basically breaks this down to me that I'm being watched. For whatever reason, I'm being watched, and you need to ask why you're being watched and why people are, why this is, you know, why this is happening to you. You know, you need to pray about it, ask God, ask who's watching. And I'm thinking, well, one, I'm not going to ask who's watching, because if it's the enemy, why would I want to talk with the enemy about it? And, I believe haphazardly, I did have a conversation with the Lord, and I probably didn't pay attention to the answer. Why? When I started this conversation, I said, I have this armoire, the doors stay closed, there's mirrors on the doors. I explained briefly being able to see through to the other side, and basically having some issues of being watched. Over the past 3 years, I have had conversation with said woman saying, I remember you said this to me a few years back, but I think something's getting worse. So what then happened just the other day, January 5th, as I was sitting here listening to some music and doing some work in my office, the door to the armoire popped open. Now, I'm saying popped. I'm using the word popped because popped basically is real significant, because I heard the door pop open over the music. Now you're probably saying, oh, the music was so loud that it rumbled through the house and it caused the armoire to come open. I don't have a speaker that big. I don't have bass that loud. The music was coming from my phone. My phone was next to me because I had to turn the phone down to look up and say, what in the world? And how I knew it was the door to the armoire, because the armoire was shaking. The door was swinging, like it hit something and it was swinging where the desk is. And, you know, I looked on the floor to say, hey, did something fall out of the armoire? And I'm thinking, girl, you grasping at straws, because there's nothing in there that would actually fall to open that armoire door up without opening the other door as well. Everything is too large. Plus, I would have heard something hit the ground because everything is too large. But what I did see was that the door was swinging. And from where the desk is, the edge of the desk to the door, there's no way that the door popped open and hit the desk in order for it to swing. Mind you, we are still remembering that this armoire is solid wood. Four people had to bring it into my house. There's no way, unless it was flimsy, that any of those things could have happened. And yeah, there's that. Why did I share this? Why is this the first episode of the new year in Visions and Dreams? Because there are things that are going to happen that you just can't explain. Something that I said towards the end of 2022 that I am definitely saying more often in 2023, pay attention to the things that make no sense, because somewhere there's a spiritual sense. Pay attention to the things that you cannot explain, because somewhere you can spiritually explain them. God will give you the answers if you ask. So while I was sitting here batting my eyes at this door, like, why are you open and why did this happen? I go back and say, Lord, what is happening here? And I don't get an answer right away, but then I do get an answer in my dreams over, over through the night, basically. And this is me saying to you, no matter what you do, again, pay attention to everything, journal everything. I had lapsed on journaling, that now I'm writing things in my phone. Whether I remember the dreams or not, I'm writing down, I know I had a dream, I just can't remember it. And I'm asking God to reveal. And so the things that I dreamt about this morning or last night or whatnot, yeah, I'm taking into consideration. Definitely taking into consideration. So make sure from this day forward that you pay attention to everything, whether you can explain it or not, whether it's it makes any sense or not. And understand from my own experiences that there are some things that you're probably going through that you may not understand, but they do have meaning. So, welcome to the new year, and God bless.